Hi guys, welcome back to Hot Girl Evolving. Today I'm here with Kitty.
Hi, I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to have you. I love new guests and I'm excited to hear about your journey in New York because I feel like you'll have some good stories for the girls.
Oh my God, I have so many stories for the girls.
What did you initially like move to the city for when you first
moved? Modeling.
Oh, okay.
God, that's such a crazy story. So basically like, do you ever look back at some of the decisions you made and you're like, oh my God, I was so naive.
Yeah.
So
like every day.
So I was like kind of basically done with modeling like before I moved here. And then I was just like posting on TikTok and this guy who had been following me for a while, he started his own mother agency and it was like all boys. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I want you to be my first girl. And he really like sold me on this dream. He's like, I think you're gonna be a superstar, which like,
wait, so this was, you were already in New York?
Or no,
before?
I was in Tennessee.
Oh.
And he was like, but I think like you really need to be in New York. So I came for like a week in March and we did a bunch of test shoots. And then he was like, I think it's best like if you move here. And so I was going to take a marketing coordinator position in Nashville, Tennessee. And I was on my way to go look at an apartment there to live with boys, which was like, what the? That era would have been so insane. And I had just begun posting on TikTok at the time too. Like I wasn't like lit on TikTok. I had like 3,000 followers.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was on my way and then I literally like halfway through the drive, I was like, I'm not doing this. I think I'm gonna move to New York. And one of my best friends was like, I'll move there with you. Like I'll split an apartment with you. And she's from Puerto Rico, but she never ended up like officially moving with me, but she did pay half for like 3 months, which was like crazy.
Oh, so she didn't even come?
Yeah, she didn't end up coming. Isn't that crazy? But she was in a relationship at the time, so it was like very hard for her to just like
actually move.
Leave.
Yeah.
You know what I get that. So I almost feel like it's kind of crazy, but I feel like it was like a very sacrificial thing that she did that she doesn't even exactly realize what she did. But it was like the only only way I could move here. Like I could not afford anything about New York at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was with that mother agency, I don't know, for 6 months until I realized like after Fashion Week I was like,
maybe this isn't right.
I don't think this is like the right fit.
Were you working at all or what was
No, that? I wasn't working at all. I was like side hustling so hard. I was working at Catch, which is like a nightclub.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was side hustling and trying to make it, trying to post on TikTok, but wasn't making any money from it. It's crazy to me that I was just like so content, and I still am super content that when I'm like, wow, babe, you really didn't have like a lot going on.
Yeah.
I was like working her. I was like working with photographers all the time.
Yeah.
And very random, silly stuff. And I was like really building a name here. And like, I think about it now. I'm like, damn, that hustle like obviously like paid off, and it still is paying off. But yeah, it was a journey.
Well, I mean, I think about when I kind of like first moved here and was like coming here for modeling. I feel like a lot of people have this idea that you're gonna like, you know, you're gonna get signed to an agency and everything's gonna be great, which for some models it works that way, which is amazing. But for a lot of us, it's like you kind of start off modeling and then have to like kind of pick up other jobs on the way, like I have and you have. But yeah, no, it is super interesting, like just the whole industry of it and like how much I've had to be like, okay, we're just gonna have to take a different route.
No, honestly, like my advice to so many models is like that it has to like respectfully like love you so much, but it has to be a side hustle. Like modeling has to be a side hustle. I don't think it could ever be a main hustle until it becomes a main hustle. But I think full sending whatever I wanted to do with modeling allowed me to be like, oh, actually I want to style and I want to direct and I want to produce and I want to, like, I love being in front of the camera, but I think, like, within 10 years, I'm going to be doing some really cool stuff behind the camera, and I think, like, I felt my most fulfilled when I'm doing that.
Amazing.
Yes, when I do style, I've been doing some styling jobs for test shoots recently, and, like, the test shoots have been for girls who are building their portfolios.
Yeah.
And I feel like just giving them images that they could actually use is, like, the best feeling ever, but it's really nice because I find myself, like, giving tips or like boosting their confidence.
Oh, I love that.
Putting them in outfits that make them feel good.
Yeah.
That's like, it feels way better than the opposite end.
Right. You chat a lot about how you had to hustle when you moved here. Can you talk about all the different jobs you've worked?
Oh my God.
You're like the queen of this on TikTok.
No, I'm not kidding you. I haven't done my taxes yet this year because it's from 2022 and I literally got like so many 1099s in the mail that I'm like,
I can't. I'm like, oh, I'm over
this
it.
Is gonna be so scary. Yeah, so I was working at Catch for a while, literally almost a year. But I was also on all of those like model serving apps.
Dude, I used to do, what was it called? Wait, maybe I won't say the name.
I was on all of them. I'm not gonna say the names,
but it was, I worked in Met Gala before.
Oh, that's so
just
cool.
Just like a little flex.
Wow. No, yeah, literally.
I was inside serving the celebs, their food. That. It was fun. It was kind of like, it's kind of weird. I told my mom how, like,
I swear.
No, it was super cool, but it's like once like all the people you like idolize are like right in front of you acting normal, it was so weird for me. But I thought it was a little weird. I was kind of like, wait, I don't like this. Like all these people that like you fantasize about the Met Gala and like you're like, what does it look like inside? And I was in there and I was like, wait, this is kind of like normal.
That would trip me up.
Like I'm like, what's happening? Like, no, it's supposed to be like up to the imagination. Like I kind of wish I never really saw what happened inside.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah, but it was super cool. Like obviously I'm not complaining, but it is like weird to see the people that you're like seeing on the red carpet, like you're like, oh, they're normal fucking people.
That's what happened to me when I worked at Catch in LA. I mean, in New York City, but in LA, like, I would be, like, walking, like, Kehlani to her table. Or,
that's
like, Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber. Like, no, I mean, I wasn't walking them, but, like, they would just be in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to, like, tell people, it's like, oh, put your phones away, please. Like, like, when you see all these people, that was the first time I had ever seen people IRL. I got so chronically alive. But in real life, that I was like, oh, they're so normal.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, can we all chill?
Well, that even happens to be, like, with social media people that I see online. I'm like, oh, my God, it's her. And then I'm like, oh, my God, it's her. Hey, girl, like, how are you?
Yeah,
like,
totally,
they're normal. It's
totally
weird.
Oh, it's so weird. I still get shy. I mean, I've kind of met some of my, like, social media or celebrity, like, people that I'm, and, like, some of them are, like, friends with now. And I'm like,
yeah, it's kinda crazy.
I hope they never, ever see, like, what I used to post about them. I used to work for this spray energy company called Pizzazz. Ooh. I did their social media. They were paying
me. Lots of social media jobs.
Yeah, but I was honestly doing the worst job. I was like waiting for the day they would fire me. And then finally the call came. Like I wasn't mad. I was just like, it's so weird. So I was like mourning it for like 20 minutes. And then I was like, no, I literally just need to like with this free time make more money. Like I need to step it up.
Yeah.
You know? And so I did. It's crazy how like little failures, which that wasn't exactly a failure, but like setbacks, you just have to pivot.
Totally. I mean, that's what I've had to learn. But even going back to, like, how we were talking about, like, the different things, like, when you first moved to modeling, like, there was a period of time where I wasn't making any money modeling. Like, I was just doing anything and everything. People would reach out to me. I'm like, yes, I'm down. Like, just saying yes to everything.
And you have to do that, especially,
right.
But
I know, but that was, like, the hard journey. But then you're, like, able to sit back and be like, oh, my God, like, now somehow, like, this is my full-time job and, like,
yeah,
so cool.
Well, babe, you were, though. Because, like, I've seen you on Essence, like, multiple times. I'm like, oh, yes, girl! I wouldn't ever say, like, it's funny because I get DMs sometimes where people are like, oh, can you, like, teach a posing class or, like, help me with this? And I'm like, I would say one of my insecurities, honestly, is that I feel like I failed as a model, which on the internet, you would never think that. But I was like, I struggled so hard to just even like get signed. And then even when I did get signed to like a big agency, it was just like the rug just and I was just like, what? But I feel like there was a whole path to this. But
totally.
And I think I'll get booked like based off of just being myself like in modeling positions in the future and it'll all like come together. But yeah, I would say like becoming a model is one, and getting signed it is another, and then actually
having a career. Yeah,
and actually having a career, those are just like it's a whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of hard to, like, you kind of say you feel like you failed as a model, because I don't see it at that, like, that way at all. Like, I see, like, okay, maybe you didn't have this, like, whatever, amazing modeling career, but, like, it did lead you down a different path, which is now content creating, which is going to open, it's a whole separate, you know, kind of
doors. Totally, and I also feel like, it's like a storytelling on the internet is like one of my newfound things that I know that I'm good at and I feel really confident about. And I mean, modeling in the expression of like pose and just taking on different characters, because essentially what I'm doing is acting in front of a camera. I feel like that's just different than traditional modeling in general. So yeah, I feel like there's something that's going to happen with it. And I'm still kind of like paving my own path. I would say like, just recently, like literally within the last 2 months, you would look at my page and be like, oh, she's doing, there's something different happening here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I see your page as something, you always do something quirky and different. I'm like, where is she getting these fucking ideas from? Because this is another thing I didn't even write it down, but like, what do you think is like next for like social media? Because I feel like we're all doing the same thing right now.
No.
Like I've been seeing, I'm like,
so real.
What is new? Like what even can I do that is new?
Totally.
Like there's so many trends, there's so much like, Like, I don't know what's next.
I honestly, like, this sounds so, like, played out, but it's, like, being true to yourself, and it sounds so dumb.
No, but it's true.
I've gained, like, 30,000 followers on Instagram within the last, like, I don't know, 2 months, mm-hmm. and, it's weird because I did the reality show and it hasn't even come out yet.
Wait, so
like,
are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk about it.
Okay, yeah, what was that? She was on a reality show and I want to talk about
it. Yeah, it comes out in a couple months. I'm really excited about it. Me, I'm like looking at the camera. I'm really excited.
Is that what that is?
No. Oh, no, that's... God, no, that's... I got asked to like help write a TV show.
Oh, cool.
So like doing that on the side too.
I love this. Look at all these hustles, girls.
So many creative things spiraling in my brain at all mm-hmm. times. Yeah, I'm really lucky. It was somebody that saw my poetry on the internet. Mm. And they were like, I love your like point of view. Like, would you want to jump on a call and I talk to you about the product I'm working
That's
on?
That's super
I
cool. Like,
I know, so weird, right?
So then how'd you get the reality TV show? Because
so this is actually,
I want to know.
I can tell you a first story, too. Like, okay. I was going to save it for TikTok, but I still can. But
it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I won't clip this. You have to watch this to find it.
It's fine. But basically, so... It's so weird. I'll tell a little bit of backstory first. But mm-hmm. I was with a mother agent for a while, and there's that one point where she told me, she was like, some of your social media posts come off as like tacky, and I think like if you're trying to actually seriously model, like you should post more modelly things.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting.
But the thing is like if somebody tells me I'm doing something wrong, I believe them. I don't totally. Ever like really stand up for myself. Like I know there's people out there that get really defensive about things, but I'm actually not one of them. I really like let what people tell me
sit. Oh, it goes right into
and
this.
I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, yeah. I'm like the opposite side, but I've gotten better at now like standing up for myself or like at least being like, oh, that's your opinion. Like that doesn't have to affect mine. Mm. Anyway though, so I kept posting whatever I wanted. Well, not really. I changed it for a couple months and then, I just realized like we weren't just working, we weren't meshing, it just mm-hmm. wasn't going to work, and I feel like I just was a completely different style of person, and I was like, you know what, I'm like, I'm not gonna do this, like, so I broke my contract with her, and right around the same time I got a DM on Instagram, and somebody was like, hi, I'm like casting for this, and it was this girl that was on like America's Next Top Model, and she's just
that's
like,
super
so
cool.
But she like does like casting on the side, mm-hmm. and she was like, I'm casting for this reality show, like, it's called Follow Me Too, and there was a first season, and basically it's like a social media influencer competition. Mm. And I was like, this sounds so insane, but like, okay.
But, like,
so I went through a whole series of interviews for like literally, I'm not kidding you, like 9 weeks. And like, it was honestly like one of the most depressing periods of my life. Like, I would say November was because I kept hearing like I was 99.9% confirmed, but like they didn't confirm me until 10 days before I had to be there.
That's crazy.
And so, like, and it was like during Thanksgiving, and I remember just like, and like I kept getting like booking inquiries about like December and January, and I was like, I'm not sure.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
And like I remember just like my anxiety, like I was just having meltdowns. I couldn't even. It sounds so sad, but like I couldn't even hang out with people because I was just like, I don't know what's gonna happen, and this would change so much of my life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, well, I mean that's just a huge part of like modeling and social media work in general is like the uncertainty. Like even I'm talking to you now, like, oh, I'm moving to Australia, but it's also like, okay, but I also had to like sit at home and wait for this plan to happen. Oh. And then like you never like really have like a certain plan, and I understand that anxiety because it's like,
dude.
You have no roots. Like, it's like, where is my stability? Like, I don't...
Yeah.
It's like you're... And also, like, dangling that success.
Dude.
Kind of like, or that opportunity. And you're like, oh my God, like, I want it so bad.
Yeah, I wanted it so bad. I wanted it so bad. But I also know, like, that kind of want and yearn... Like,
kind of pushes it away.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was, like, very just trying to, like, just stay, like, calm. And the thing is, I actually didn't tell a single person until I got the call.
I didn't tell
a single person until, like... I had all these interviews, and that's the thing, too. I was internalizing all of it. Like, I didn't tell anybody I got a DM. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell anybody I had an interview. Like, nobody knew, not even my family. I remember being on vacation with them, like, and I had, like, my final interview with one of the executive producers, and I just couldn't tell them. I was like, hey, I have, like, a Zoom meeting I need to do. But, like, I was, like, really suffering through all of these, this anxiety by myself because I didn't want to tell anybody because I believe like
I do the same thing. You're not supposed to talk about like the things that are kind of like in fruition, I guess you would say, until but like that's just a thing in my mind. Like I'm
same.
Like I can't talk about it until I know it's certain.
So yeah, I was in Florida at the time visiting my family. We were on like a Somewhat? Family vacation. Yeah, I don't know what's going on out there. And I had my phone pressed up against, I had the sticky thing on it.
Yeah, I
had
it. I have those. Octobuddy?
Yes. So I was like doing my interview and I start watching my phone start
like. Oh no, and it fell?
No, it overheated.
Oh.
And it turned off.
During the interview?
During the interview. And so I took my phone off, I shoved it into the freezer, and I like literally counted to 30 seconds, and I pulled it out, and I called back immediately. Like,
oh no, I'd be so stressed.
They were interviewing somebody else, and Sarah, who like was an assistant producer, texted me, and she was like, you're fine, you can get off the phone, it's fine. And I was just like, oh my God, like why did I do that? And then it's funny, like afterwards, like an hour later after she finished her interviews for the day, with the other producer, she was like, actually, I think that was the best thing that could have happened.
Really?
Because I got back on the phone and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I just put you in the freezer. Like, I don't. And she was like, that was like, it just gave us a glimpse of how
you actually, problem solve
yeah. on the Aww. Show. And I was like, dang, that's so crazy how like things that you think are gonna just totally blow your chances
kind of actually like led you like to get the job.
Isn't that crazy?
That's super cool.
But it's completely changed my content. Like everything you see now has been absolutely affected by the show. I had to learn how to edit because I was only just doing, I was just talking to cameras, but I was never like creating art. Does that make sense? Yeah. And if you look at my stuff now, it's very conceptually different.
No, it is.
Not
it's
that
like, it's you like, always have something interesting that you're doing.
And it's like, just like a little quirky, a little silly. But
you
like,
have a bow on your head in the forest. I'm like,
that
okay.
So cute.
Period.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that without the show. I just feel like I was. I mean, one person that really influenced me, Eleanor. She's like at Sinatry on Instagram. Love her, but like I was so influenced by her ability to like cosplay all the time and how creative she was and just coming up with like characters and outfits and stuff. And I was like, that's all a whole element that I've never tapped into. I've always relied on makeup artists and hair people.
Right.
Yeah, there's just so much to explore that goes beyond just like speaking, and that's all I really was doing is like vlogging. And I feel
that's what I feel like I was doing too.
It's interesting, but yeah, it was one of the best experiences of my life for sure.
I can't wait to watch the show. What has your content creating journey been like, and how did you start and then like build to where it is now?
Oh my God.
Do tell us.
My content creating journey. Oh my God, that's such a good question. It's honestly been a journey, LOL. I think, here's the thing. So.
Tell us. Tell the girls what we need to know.
So I was a natural blonde, and when I lived in LA in 2021, I was like very much like, I was portraying myself as like the very like hot girl, LA California girl, natural blonde, like I had eyebrows, like black mascara, like super like skinny body, like every single post I did was just like, oh she's hot, like oh she's hot, like that's all there was. And then I remember I was like starting to do some modeling stuff in Tennessee. So I moved to Greece and I ran out of money, so then I had to move home to Tennessee.
But you moved to Greece for work.
Yeah, so I was in LA, and then this agency in Greece was like, oh, like, we would love to have you. And
yeah, I know. I got a lot of girls that go there.
It was an amateur market where you build your book, and it was a great experience. I think that's where I get some of my posing from, because, like, I was working all the time, but the rates were, like, $200 a day.
Yeah, I hear the rates were really bad out there.
Like, what do you do? Like, I ran out of money. Like, because
that's crazy.
First of all, I didn't get paid until 6 months later, and then they take 20%, your agency does, and then there's, like, a 20% tax.
You didn't even make it. Yeah, at that point.
So, yeah, then I moved home to Tennessee, and I remember I met this photographer who I really, really love, and she was like, you would look sick if you bleached your hair. And I was like, really? And so I was like asking my mother agent at the time, like, you know when you're in that phase where maybe you are in it, but like that's fine, but
do tell.
Where like you're like, what the fuck? Because I met a girl recently who was in it, and I don't say it like judgingly, but when you're like really like everything my mother agent says is Bible, and I have to clear my schedule with her, and if I want to change my hair I have to ask them, like I was so like, oh let me ask my mother agency like what they think, like I had no like will to do
or no control over. Well I think that's a big part of modeling.
You're
is
scared, you're like,
you're kind of like, oh I probably can't paint my nails because I might have a job, or I actually can't cut my hair without telling them, or like that is like a huge part of
that is a huge thing. But if you're not working in general, that's what I'm saying,
it's like, kind of like, okay,
what have they done for you, like let's think about this.
No I get it,
you know, if you're working, like you're working, you know what I mean, like if you change your look that would be a huge deal. Yeah, so then I bleached my hair and my eyebrows, and then I was like, I'm gonna start wearing white mascara. And then like that was kind of how I started
building some type of persona on the internet is like, oh, this girl is like very like just like okay with being different. And then I changed my name to Kitty on the internet like 2022 September, and like that changed my whole career too. Mm-hmm. I think like I would not be here if I was Katie with natural blonde hair. Absolutely not. Like, I think that your look and your name contributes so much to your growth. Like, in, I mean, if you think about like big people on the internet, like even Ariana Grande, she had like the signature pony. The name still is a thing. I could probably think of a lot more, but I don't know. Like, even like Coco Rocha, for example, she's like a mentor to me, and like her name, like Coco, like that's a name.
Yeah, something specific that
people like. It's a thing. But yeah, Kitty, going by Kitty changed everything, and then it almost became like an embodiment, like someone I could tap into, like a character. And it's kind of just been, I don't know, it's been very influenced by like Alice in Wonderland, like very whimsical, very quirky, different, like very much expression. It's crazy when I like have different little shoots now, people are like, oh yeah, do your thing, and I'm like, oh, so this is my thing.
But see, that's, I feel like you kind of felt like a little bit, I'm not gonna speak for you, but maybe like the industry, like modeling industry, kind of like constrained you, and now you're like modeling, but like you get to be you.
Dude, crazy.
How do you deal with the hate comments? Have you gone through periods where it stopped you from creating content?
Oh my god, such a good question. I started doing this series called like Can I Have a Piece? Have you seen it?
No.
It's like, oh, can I have a piece? And I'm like chewing gum, and then like I pull out a piece of something that's not related to gum. It's like a piece of pizza.
Oh my god.
It's so stupid. I came up with it with a friend because I was like, oh, it'd be so funny if you like put all the pizza in your bag, because she was just like carrying a pizza box.
And I
was
that's cute. A funny
video.
Yeah.
I know, I'm gonna do it with the puzzle pieces
too.
That's
super cute. Oh my god, I love that.
I know, I'm excited. But when I first posted that video on TikTok, before I posted it on Reels, the first five comments were like, well, one of them was like, you're not funny, like, get, like, you still have time to delete this.
Okay, well, that would just be like.
And it was like really mean, and that video has like 5 million views on Instagram Reels now and gained me like 10,000 followers, and I'm just like, it's, and I almost deleted it. It's crazy how if you actually believe the hate or people kind of trying to like just like tear you down, like there's so many people that are sitting on ideas and content that like will never release it because they got told by one single person that like, oh, I don't really get it.
Well, I think it's all about like, I think a lot of us care how we're perceived, right? So, like, the second somebody kind of, like, questions, like, something you thought was maybe a good idea, you're like, oh, God. But I think through modeling, like, I'm not even really, like, a content creator. But, like, modeling, I quickly had to learn, like, we're not here to please the people or else I'm going to go like this because...
Totally.
But, like, even I did, like, one episode on my, like, Hot Girl Evolving, and I talked about, like, why I stopped being vegan. And it was, like, mainly for, like... my issues with food and just like relationship to my body, and like it was just talking about like why I had to stop being vegan because of that. And then like I got all this hate, like, oh, you weren't even vegan, you were plant-based, like it's about the animals. I'm like, guys, I also like, I'm not gonna get offended at this, like I'm talking about something so personal that's like not even regard, like I don't care about the veganism, I'm just explaining my side of how I needed to heal myself by like eating normal food. So it has nothing to do with me being plant-based or hating it. Like, it was like, okay, you just can't make everybody happy.
That's the thing about low-key generation is just, like, we're so empathetic and we're on this, like, mental health revolution. Mm-hmm. But then also we cancel people like that.
That.
It's crazy. It's so scary, too.
But I think it's important to kind of, like, know the intention behind it.
Yeah. No, totally.
Because... or maybe, like, we have to, like, as long as I know, okay, I know my intention with this.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not, like, outwardly, like, hurting somebody, like, let me alone.
I've never talked about anybody negatively on the internet.
Right. What has New York taught you?
God. Everything.
I'm like, I don't even know. I need to move away.
No. I mean, the thing is, I love New York because I feel like when I think about New York and LA, like, because I thought about moving to LA for a little.
Mm-hmm.
I think New York is, like, home to a lot of, like, real creative geniuses. Like, people that really hustle and work hard. So, yeah, I feel like it's taught me, one, how to work hard, and two, like, that your authenticity is, like, celebrated.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like, not to compare it to LA, but, like, whatever, it's a good comparison. Or even, like, honestly, even smaller towns. I feel like it kind of goes hand in hand. It's, like, you want to blend in and fit in so badly. But, like, in New York, it's actually kind of funny. It's a complete opposite. It's, like, people are...
competing to stand out.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, though.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And I mean, I don't know, just like really the more true I am to myself, even like in terms of content, like when I put something out that is so like real raw, I'm always like surprised that it does so well, but I'm like, why am I surprised? Like when you're actually creating new stuff, yeah, and being yourself, like, whoo, but it's hard to be yourself. We've been like taught to just like conform to a lot of society for so long, and it's really hard. But yeah, I would say like just being authentic and working hard, like super hard. Yeah, for sure. What about you?
Well, I was actually, you just made me think about something, how I'm like trying to like be more authentic to myself. That's kind of like what this whole journey with Hot Girl Evolving has been. But I was talking to my therapist the other day, just talking about how like I kind of don't even know like who's the authentic Maya versus like who's the not authentic version of me. Like, I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore.
Oh. Whoa.
Because it's like, so like I've had to like,
in what terms? Like, give me.
I feel like obviously social media, like you have to put out this presence, and like modeling is like also a character, and like I've had to curate like a feed, especially for like my Instagram and my portfolio. Thank you. My portfolio. But it's like, at what point, what's me and what's not me? What's like for perception, and then like who am I actually? So that's like the question that I'm asking myself as I go to Australia. Like, okay, who am I if I didn't have this account, if I wasn't a model? Like, I don't even know what's actually me and like what's, you know, for people to perceive.
That's so interesting.
But it's kind of like scary, because you're like, she asked me, she's like, yeah, like who are you? And I was like, girl, I don't know yet. I don't think I know.
Wow, that's so interesting. No, I honestly feel like my sense of self, I mean, I kind of grew into it over the last few years. I would say like, so I grew up moving every like year. So I went through different high schools, three different states, where like as a survival skill, I got really good at making friends. Like,
yeah,
I could make a lot of people like me, and like, but at the expense of not knowing who I was.
Yeah, because you're like people pleasing, just
to stuff. Oh yeah, I love that, and like never done that or seen that in my life. I mean, I don't do that at all anymore. But I would just like really adapt like a chameleon to like every single conversation and situation. I think that's why I get along with so many people even today. But I would say like I kind of just grew into like being authentic, and it started with the whole journey of like the hair and like everything else, and like also just like a lot of rejection, but then like validation on the other side of that rejection, that like it was meant to be all along. But when I do think about like my essence and my soul and like my spirit, first of all, I had like a huge spiritual awakening, I would say, when I was like 22. And it's kind of just like transformed into this whole thing. I'm like very spiritual, I'm very in tune with myself. Yeah. And I feel like when I think about myself, like I really feel like I am like an embodiment of like love and just like light. Like, I really truly believe that. Like, I feel very warm. Like, when I talk to people, I see them, and like I've been working on just being present and seeing people. And I feel like when you're just like rooted in love, like that is like your authentic self. Like, it's hard to like get away from that, or like just your intuition, trusting your choices, and just like leaning into your creativity and just like reading. I've been reading like a lot.
Reading helps me so much with my anxiety. It like quiet. Wait,
what do you read? What do you read?
I love just like reading like spiritual books. Like, I read Practicing the Power of Now, but now I'm loving like a Colleen Hoover. Like, I love a story now. I'm like, oh, let's get something exciting. It doesn't need to be always so like self-helpy. I'm like,
no, well, yeah, because I mean, the thing about the self-help books, like, they're very helpful. They've helped me come to so many different breakthroughs in my life. But they can also, like, respectfully invent traumas that weren't actually, like...
That's a good perspective.
I hate to say
like,
it,
is
but...
is this happening, or am I just now making this happen because I've just read that this could be a possibility?
Yeah, like, and I think sometimes it could allow you to stay in, like, a victim mentality. Like, sometimes you need to, like, read the information and, like, reprocess it and heal from it and realize, like, there's life that exists, and, like, you can't just, like... You understand your past because it's going to affect all the patterns and decisions you make in your future, but you don't have to live in your past. You don't have to marinate and say, oh, I am this way because that happened to me. Like, I feel like that's not an excuse. Like, you understand it, and you have to just, like, break those patterns, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I would say, like, one that I'm just recently learning about myself is, like, in relationships and dating and I think sometimes I've told this story and it does amazing things for my artistry. So mm-hmm. that's like, this is a new revelation. Like,
it's kind of good because I can be vulnerable.
Yeah, but it's like sometimes I'm always like in this rejection story, like, oh, this person's going to reject me, like this person's going to break my heart, and like I have told that story to myself so many times that like every single person that I've ever been interested in, I'm like already like at like 2 hours to text me back, I'm like, oh, they don't like me, and like, yeah, I deserve more, like, and like I'm always too much, and I just like I give so much love, and like I'm not gonna apologize, so like just like down this rabbit
hole.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's super good for my writing, but at the end of the day, I'm like, you love it, like you get off on this heartbreak. On this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I read in the Practicing of Power. Now it's like how much we love to identify with our pain body.
Oh.
You know, like sometimes it's easier to stay in that cycle.
That's of the those patterns,
but that's me. Like I'm like I want to break from my past and like the things that have happened to me, but I find myself sitting around daydreaming of only the past and only like the things that have happened to me. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, when will you decide? Like, okay, let's move forward. But I feel like I've really been kind of strict on myself, and that's my journey right now. Is like, I think just not identifying with that part of myself anymore. Not mm-hmm. like, I think it's comfortable to like be in pain, and like because that's what we're used to.
Dude, it's so comfortable. Like, it's so crazy. And I honestly, like, I've been writing. I had like I have a poetry page now, which is so beautiful.
Know
and
that.
Cute. Oh my god.
I'll follow it.
Yeah. Well, I'll actually just show you it really quick.
Oh, shall we just break the ice here with some poetry?
This is like the book. I wouldn't even say it's poetry. Really, it's like scrapbooked writing. Aww. But
I will you. Like, oh, you look so pretty.
Oh my god, thank you. But like, yeah. Well, like these. The photographer gave me after the shoot, and I was like, oh, I can do something with this. I only really write about heartbreak, and I'm like, wow, like I love to be rejected. Like I will go home and just sit and write and wall of sadness, and I'm like, but it's not even real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't.
That's interesting.
Do this to yourself.
I notice about myself, like I put my self-worth in like other people's hands, which I feel like kind of goes hand in hand with my job, because I've been modeling since I was 12.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time. It's like I'm validated by like whether or not the industry likes me or if I'm doing a good thing. So it's like I find like even just in my friendships or relationships, like I put myself worth like, okay, do they like me? Like if they like me, then I'll feel good. But if they don't, then there must be something wrong with me.
Yeah.
It's like, how do I break that? Like, see, these are the answers I know.
Self-worth and self-esteem are like two very different things. So I feel like mm-hmm. I have a lot of self-worth, but I would say sometimes my self-esteem is a little bit low, which is.
That's interesting. I've never looked at it like two different things.
It's super interesting, right? And mm-hmm. the thing is, I'm a very confident person.
Yeah.
And I really like love myself, but I've noticed like people that don't see me or misunderstand me, I find myself like really trying to prove myself to them.
Bro. Why did you just heal something in me? That's literally me.
You're like,
I'm like, it's weird because it's like, it's not that like I'm like lacking my self-confidence. It's like, I do genuinely feel good about myself, but it's mm-hmm. like what that little percent of somebody that doesn't give me like how I perceive myself. I'm like, I need to prove it to them.
No. Yeah. That's like the hand in hand of like the self-confidence though. You're yeah. like, so what don't you see in me? Cause I'm everything. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm perfect.
Well, yeah. But I think it's hard because at least for me, I feel like, you learn about your parents and how you're raised, and like I love my parents, I have a great relationship with them, but mm-hmm. I would say like we didn't really talk about feelings or emotions yeah. a lot growing up, and so I feel like a lot of times like in order to be seen, at least in like my childhood, I had to like excel. Mm-hmm. I was like
yeah.
really good at soccer, getting the best grades, like yeah, doing yeah. all these things, and it's completely turned over into my adult life where I'm constantly achieving because I want people to
to the point where it's like, it's almost like a high functioning achieving because like I'm on empty, but I'm still going. It doesn't yeah. matter how I feel that day, whatever. If I'm like, okay, but at what point am I actually going to break?
No, 100%. No, dude. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel the same way. It's also like it's a form of escapism being a workaholic too.
Yeah.
I recently read that and that changed my mind. It's you get addicted to the dopamine of like finishing tasks and like feeling complete, and especially on social media, I actually like kind of I think it kind of resembles like a gambling addiction in a sense where like every video you post you're like hoping for something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like you get addicted to like that high or low and chasing that next high, which is super interesting. But yeah, I would say like being a workaholic in a sense is like a form of escapism, like I said, and like high achieving, and like it's always seen as like, oh, she works so hard, she's so ambitious, she's so hard working.
But you're also like behind, like, oh my god.
You're like, does she ever like sit?
I'm like, no. And when still. I do, I'm very uncomfortable.
No, yeah, when I, oh my god, after the show, people are like, what are you gonna do? Rest? And I'm like, yeah, I need to rest for like 2 weeks, and you stare at the wall, stare at the ceiling. The saddest I ever felt was on Christmas Day, because sounds so sad, but like the show finished on the 23rd. I got home on the 24th and I slept for like 3 days straight. And I remember on Christmas just being like, oh my, like doing nothing for me is just so, I feel like,
I don't know how. It actually like makes me go, like I worked a month straight with Essence, had to come home for like 2 weeks. It was really fun. 2 weeks I had to be home just to figure out my plans for Australia. I was going insane. I was like, I need to fly back to New York. There's no way I can sit here for 2 weeks and not do it. Like, I won't let myself just like take a second, even though I've worked like every single day for the last 30 days.
I think a part of it too is like, I was talking to my friend about this the other day, but like capitalism in general is just like such a huge inhibitor of just like the human experience in terms of spirituality and being still. And like, I think somebody sent me a video on TikTok the other day of like these goats running in a field, and I was like wow, it's crazy, because like, I mean, we live in the most capitalistic city in the world. Yeah. New York City, that's where we live. And I feel like it totally just doesn't nurture your spirit. Like, we're not supposed to be like in this rat race on all these like pharmaceutical drugs that like are just like stimulants and just like going, like drinking as much coffee and Celsius. Like, as somebody who totally has like a little bit of a dependence on stimulants, like I drink so much caffeine and like all this stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to be like this. I don't think we're supposed to be like this.
Well, that's the hardest part with like me in New York, because it's like, I love this city. There's so much opportunity, but the only time I've ever felt like semi-normal was when I was in Australia like 2 years ago, and it was like just nature. Like, I was like, whoa, like you just wake up and like there's trees around you, and like people aren't like, you know, trying to like achieve the next best thing, and like you're just like simply being.
Yeah, dude, being is so
important. I feel like I've lost a big part of that, which, but I don't really know how to find it.
Well, at least I don't know if this is for you, and this is something I don't really even talk with you about on the internet. It's like, I adore the people that are like, then be still, like take a break, it's okay. But I'm like, I have to pay my rent though. Like, well, you know
what
I mean?
But that goes hand in hand with society, which I talk about, like how like what our society promotes mental illness. It's like, because you have to pay your bills, you have to make money, I have to do all these things. It's not like I can't just be like, yeah, let me kick my feet up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have to keep creating, because like I have to make money.
So it's like, I want to find that balance, but it's like, I have to do these things, or else, you know, I'm not gonna be able to support myself.
No, 100%. Yeah, it's a whole thing, because like, I think I would love to just like fall off and like, not fall off, but like,
but I know what you mean. You know, just rest and get off my fucking phone.
Exactly. But
that was a gorgeous tangent, let me tell you. All right, this is gonna be a fun way to end it. This is like a little speed round. What's your favorite restaurant in New York?
Oh my god, my favorite restaurant in New York. Oh, that's such a good question. Me thinking, this is gonna sound crazy. It's not a restaurant, it's kind of like a cafe, but I love Mangia. I'm sure you've been there.
Oh, I love Mangia. I thought it was Mangia.
Oh, I think everybody pronounces it different. It's
on Neon Co, and all I know is I get a free salad.
The salad is like, I'm not kidding you, the oatmeal raisin cookie, like that is like my favorite place to eat at in all of New York City. Yummy. I mean, obviously I should probably expand my palate, but I just
but they have everything. Really, they have sandwiches, pizza, like you can make anything.
But I like Ruby's too. I feel like it's cute. I like the fries and the salad there, and the Brussels sprouts. But yeah,
yummy.
What about you?
I'm vegan, or like was vegan, so I tend to go for like a little gluten-free spot. There's this place in the East Village called Swen. And they have this like ramen bowl, and it's like a tahini miso, and there's like tofu and these gluten-free noodles. Like, I love food like that. Or a Thai villa. I love Thai food. Green curry, red curry, tofu,
green curry.
But yeah. Any tattoos? Do you have tattoos?
I have no tattoos. I've recently been thinking about getting some, but I also just love, I love tattoos on other people, and I've always wished I had some, but I also just love being like a blank canvas.
Me too. Also, I have a horrible time making decisions, so I feel like I'd get one and be like, why did I do that?
Yeah, I feel like, well, that's the thing too. I feel like I've met a lot of people that just like, I feel like I'm constantly, every 6 months I'm like very drawn to new symbolism and new things that just doesn't feel correct to like get something and then whatever. And I don't think you would ever regret it, but I really love just being like a blank canvas to like be whoever I want to be. Yeah,
love
that. Was so fun.
That was- was so good.
I can't wait to watch it.
Me too. Yay! You'll be out not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Yay!
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.